Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 80. Today we're reading Chapter 23 of the book, I'm Dreaming of a Black Christmas, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Athaliah and her daughter Caroline stopped by the Briarleys to make sure they were both squared away for the fall and winter. They brought them a pot of hot vegetable soup from the restaurant, along with some other items. "This ought to keep you for a few days," Athaliah said to Mrs. Maddie as she served her and her husband each a bowl of soup with crackers. They all sat in the bedroom so Mr. Briarley could remain in bed. "I'm going to make an appointment with my doctor, Mr. Briarley. You need to have someone check out that cough. It seems to have gotten worse," Athaliah said. "I'll be all right, Mrs. Barnett. I goes through this every winter season." "But it's never been this bad," Mrs. Maddie said. "Don't worry, Mrs. Maddie. I'll be making the appointment as soon as I leave here. In the meantime, he's to stay in bed." "You go ahead, Mom. I'll stay here and help Mrs. Maddie get her washing done," Caroline offered. After Mr. Briarley finished his soup, he said to them, "You know, I've been forgotten all about this, but Grant Lee is a beginning to search for who his daddy is. He has some idea. Does he know Zia is all his family?" Athaliah answered with surprise, "To be honest with you, Mr. Briarley, we don't even know for sure. Why do you ask?" Mr. Briarley told them about the letter Grant Lee showed him. "I remember typing up that letter," Mrs. Barnett told them. "If that letter has him asking questions, then they have not told him anything about us or about Grant. We've kind of stayed out of their way these past 14 years, especially with Reverend Nichol threatening to sue us if we came on his property, and there's the death of Jake. Well, somebody needs to tell him something soon, 'cause he's a-searching for answers," Mr. Briarley said. "He's a smart one, and he needs to be told, not have that burden him down." "There's not much we can do but to keep praying for the situation," Reverend Barnett said, after his wife shared with him the conversation she had with Mr. Briarley. "Surely after 14 years, Reverend Nichol should be more open. His heart can't be that hard," Athaliah said. "He's probably forgotten what this was all about in the first place. What are you suggesting now?" "I'm not suggesting anything," Athaliah said. "I'm simply saying we ought to do the mature thing and reach out to them so that we can mend this mess. Grant and Cassandra are losing out on the best years of their life. The Bible says, how can we come before God and offer up gifts to him when we're at odds with our brother?" "Meaning?" "You don't have to tell me what it means. I'm the preacher, remember?" Reverend Barnett said. "But you're right. Even though some folks can and will hold on to a grudge for years, as Christian families, we should have tried to make amends years ago." "We can start by giving the Nichols a phone call," his wife said. "Let's do this for Grant and Cassandra, but mostly for Grant Lee." "I'll pray about it some more. 14 years is a long time. I've kind of accepted things as they have turned out." Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. For accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.